all kinds. Barbiturates, it's called. Uppers and downers. Uppers. Barbiturates and stuff like that. Barbs and yellow jackets and stuff like that.
Is yellow jacket a particular kind of
barbiturate? No. Still, there's certain kinds. I don't know what they are, the difference is.
Do you hear the word H used for heroin very much?
I don't hear nothing about heroin much, but seeing a few needle marks is all. Seeing a few needle marks, that's all.
What would you call someone who sells drugs illegally?
Pusher.
And someone who's addicted to drugs?
Dope head? No.
Did you ever hear the expression of got a monkey on your back? I mean, you're addicted?
Yes.
How have you heard it used?
Health films. Took health this year.
Have you ever heard anyone say that expression?
Yes. Some of the teachers and stuff like that.
What'd they say?
Well, in relation to some films and stuff like that, and health and stuff like that.
A kind of a house, it's got a row of houses that are joined with common sidewalks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a house built here, and you build another house separate, another house next to it, it's a separate house.
It's the same wall? You mean apartments or townhouses?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, apartments are usually on top of each other sometimes, three-story, two-story. But townhouses are different houses put together like that. I think that's what you mean, townhouse.
What would you call a cooperatively owned apartment building?
Apartments.
Special name if they're cooperatively owned? You know, if all the... Usually you just rent an apartment, but in some apartments nowadays... You can actually either buy your apartment or buy a share in the whole apartment building. So like you can't sell your apartment without, you know, consulting the other owners and so forth. Do you ever hear a special name for those kind of apartments?
Some of them are townhouses. Townhouses are like that sometimes. You have, you buy a townhouse and you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you ever hear of a condominium or co-op or condo?
I've heard of them, but not around here.
And an apartment that takes up the whole floor, usually the top floor.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a flat or a penthouse?
Oh, penthouse? I thought you meant like an apartment building. But,
what's a penthouse?
Well, it's like it's a roof. Sort of a, like in a building.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes apartment buildings, I guess. High-rise buildings, they have on the
mm-hmm.
top floor, there's the owner or somebody else owns a penthouse.
What do you mean a high-rise building?
Like 20, 30 stories. And it's not just a two or three-story building.
Mm-hmm. Does a high-rise building, is that an apartment building or an office building? Or
sometimes they're apartments, sometimes they're... Most of the time, they're office buildings.
Would you ever call them another name?
No.
What about skyscraper?
Yeah, skyscraper maybe, but most of the time, it's just a building.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of heating, different methods of heating are there?
There's